Welcome back in the worship and the praise. We wish to worship the Lord. More above all things. The word worshiping, it means to worship Him above all things. It is above all things. Praising Him when you want to praise Him in His works. To be amazed of all His great works, which involves exceedingly thanking Him. Praise Jesus. We thank Him for He is with us all the days, just as His promise is in Matthew 28:18-20. When we shall teach people His commands, He is with us to the very end. We thank Him, the Lord Jesus, and we thank the Father because of the ambassador, the Holy Spirit, who moves on to lead us as children of God. We love you all. All our listeners on the different mediums,
Facebook,
on the Facebook, on the WhatsApp,
YouTube,
on the YouTube, and many other mediums, as we await for our television and our radio coming, but all out there, if you want to put and lock your person on there, so that they can access the medium so far on,
you
put them there. God bless you for that word, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We
move on with the journey of heaven, and we still see what will be the judgment which will happen in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the center of that city, where we find the altar of God, and out of it comes the lake of fire, where the judgment will happen. This is what will happen after time will approach. We've moved on to see the angel of death, Angel Abaddon, the angel of the bottomless pit, and the angel of death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they are going to appear on this earth to come from where they have been working all this long, from the bottomless pit, and they have been picking all evil people under the sun, and they take them in the bottomless pit to be punished there. Because the angel of death is the shepherd of all evil people, and if their flock, it is hell, the bottomless pit. It is the prison of God. But on the day of judgment, they will be brought out to come on earth, and they will be joined together with the evil who will be found on earth to be tormented here. The saints would have been taken out in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and the saints will be found on the day of the Lord, and they are right on earth. They will join with the ones already in that city, for we know the Lord is going to come with those saints in the second resurrection on the day of the Lord, the major day, and where is the rapture and judgment. This is what will move on to be happening. We had much, the cutting off of the streams and the destruction of the roads, and these angels of the bottomless pit move on to do that work and to totally destroy and ruin this earth. And according to Nahum chapter 2 from verses 4, we were told these words.
Nahum esule yoku biyolunyiriru akuna. Amagali gata ira mungu udo mbiro. Ganyi igana mungu ude ngazi. Gafana na ngemi muri. Gabu kamuka ngemi ansa. Ajukira be chitibu ababe. Besi taranga bagenda. Bangu wokutuka kubukwe. Wechigo. Ogugabo negutekebwa tekebwa. Enzijezo kumiga. ziguddwawo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Olunaku lwe bagenda okujja.
The day will be coming on earth.
Tumanyi ng'ekizikiza bwe kinaamala okuba nga kikutte.
We know after darkness will cover the earth.
Kijja kuvaawo lwa kujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
The coming of the Lord Jesus.
Okumala esawa satu.
For 3 solid hours.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the saints will be picked up to be taken. And Lord too will go back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Darkness will capture the earth again. But according to these angels who come from the bottomless pit, they will be like flashing torches upon the earth in the dark darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
it comes from when you think they are going to lighten for you. Reaching you, there will be beatings and tormentings. And it is said that straight they will begin to destroy walls over all buildings. Even though you build walls or over your houses, that what be first destroyed from the houses because of the much shaking. Now they will prepare pangas. And
I will
tell you to come from your house, abuse God just as you have been abusing Him. And speak again, the Lord is not there. Just as you have been speaking it.
If
holding a panga which becomes an axe, it becomes an hammer. Now come out, speak again.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And after you insist in the house, verses 6 they have said,
they will
open gates of all the streams and rivers. Read us that verse 6. Nahum 2 verse 6.
Enzige ez'okumugga ziguddwawo. Ennyumba ya Kabaka. Ennyumba ya Kabaka ne bagisaanyaawo.
Bajja kugenda ku nsalosalo z'emigga.
They'll go at the boundaries of the rivers.
Baggulewo enzigi zaazo.
And they open their doors.
Abasinga tubeera ku nsiko.
Most when we are on this earth.
Tulabanga emigga egyo gy'okontrolinga gyokka.
We see as if rivers control themselves.
Naye Katonda yateekawo enzigi zaazo.
God put up in place their doors.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era kigambibwa mu ngeri esuula ey'omunaana.
It's said in Proverbs 8.
Okuva ku lwabiri mu
olumu. From verse 21.
Paka 3.
And to 30.
Amazi yagawa ensalosalo.
That he put boundaries and borders of water which they have to pass, that they don't go exceeding God's commands. And he speaks that still in Job. Praise Jesus. Now on that day, the rivers will come and sweep away people's houses. Praise Jesus. Now they will know that Lord, all along he put the doors of these rivers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move verse 7.
Nahum 2 verse 7.
Mukama
mulungi, kiko ku lunaku olw'okulabiramu ennaku, era amanyi abo abamwesiga. Naye ne mukoka akulukuta alimalirawo ddala ekifo kyakyo, era abalabe be alibagobera mu kizikiza.
Atuddemu.
Nahum 2 verse 7.
Nahum 2. Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Kuzabu n'avumbuka n'atwalibwa, abazaana be ne bakaaba nga n'eddoboozi ery'amayiba nga bakuba mu bifuba byabwe.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Olunaku olwo,
on that day,
we bayita Kuzabu ye Sitaani.
It's called this term, the devil here. They will be seeing the devil again. Angel Abaddon has tied him with the chains. And
they are
together with the 4 other major angels.
Which
we heard they have tied on the river Euphrates.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
not the effort of earth, but of heaven. They which make the 4 living creatures. Fourth living creature among the 4 living creatures. This is spoken in Ezekiel 1. That day they will bind and take the devil. And remember,
ahead, engeri gyagenda okusumululwa alimbemu ensi
ahead we're going to see how he's going to be released to come and deceive the world
tugenda otegerera ekifo kyebaita Magadon
where we're going to understand a place called Magadon
ekifo kyebaita ekiwonvu kya Yesukofati
the one called the valley of Jehoshaphat
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
Magikos
in a lot of other terms
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
nagenda kumsonde nyeze
ensi and went to the four corners of earth
oyo aliba abakulembeddemu ku lunaku
olwo will be the one leading them on that day
bajja kusooka omukwata
you'll first capture him
akati abadde benyigidde mu lutalo olw'okulwanisa mukama wa
they would involve the battle of fighting the Lord Jesus
bali bana abo bagenda kuwatibwa
they will be captured by
era bajja kwewuunya nnyo
and they'll be very surprised
nga kuza bwono bamuvumbudde
when their head has been captured
Satan
the devil
wamu ne Jezebel
together with Jezebel
yes yebazibwa
praise Jesus
Nahumu esule yokubiri olunyiririrwa musamu
Nahum 2 verse 7
Kuzabu avumbuka natwalibwa abazana bene bakaba ngeddoboze erya mayiba nga bakuba mu bufuba byabwe
bajja kumukwata sitani
you capture the devil
murundi ogwokulala
second time
kubanga tumanyi yakwatimwa
we know he is already captured
na yoku sinabe tujjo okulaba
but according what we shall see
kibaite kiwonvu kya Magdalen
what is called the valley of Magdalen
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
wadenga yakwatibwa
though he was captured
na kuru okuja kwa mukama wa Yesu
the day of coming of the Lord Jesus
bajja kumusumura mwaka sere
they will release him for a moment
yes yebazi
praise Jesus
eh bajja kudamba mukwata
but they will capture him again
wamuno yujezebe
together with Jezebel
basi okuba bayisibweo wali eri ku bapatwali wali kumusana
and will be taken up for judgment
ati bano babadde akulembedde mu mutaru
they had been leading in the battle
bali sigara bagamba mbutufu
they remain getting surprised
wali mbibwa
that really we were deceived
mutaru unatugenda kuwangula
this battle that we thought we were going to win
na yera ba mukuru wali atukulembedde mu akwati
the leader has been captured
bali tulina tuwache alisubi
now there's no more hope
nahumu esule yo kubyolunyirirwa munana
nahumu 2 verses 8
naye Ninevi kibaddewo okuva munnaku ezedda nga kidiba ky'amazzi naye badduka muyimirire muyimirire we bakowoola naye tewali atunuulira nnyuma
ngaakati emisinde gijja okubeera
now people will begin to run
babadoni batandika okubayita
naye
nga waliwo ayimirira
but no one will be standing
And
they are running away from them.
And
they think they can escape and run away. Ever since the world appeared, no one has ever run with feet to get out of it. That's why he said that has been spared. And you can't run to get out of it. What they
had
trusted was the rockets to join on with aeroplanes, which
will
no more be flying by then.
Era nokubuka kwazo tekuliba
even their flame will never appear
olwensonga
because
nahumu esula ya kubiri olunyiririrwa mwenda
nahumu 29
munyage efeza munyage zaabu ebiterekeddwa tebiriiko webikoma omuwendo gw'ebintu byonna n'ebyegombebwa kiribusa kiribwerere kizise tewali agumu omwoyo amavivi gakubagana
obulidde kijja okuba
you hear what will be happening
bajja kubaga
they will tell them
wabanga zaabu ya kumala mama gezi
gold and you got corrupted by it
kandi kokwetika bakuwe box singa 10
and they will give you like 100 boxes of gold
obaru 10 ngo ino ze
1000 and you have to carry them
nga amavivi temuli mwadamani
but there is no strength in your knees
we know kankana
you are all shivering and trembling
kubulile bagena kuba omuntu
I tell you they are going to beat humanity and to torment them
okutuka nga akankana yeke nyine kuri kamungu
they are shivering and trembling upon
the kankana
they know this trembling the mouth is trembling the eyelashes the head is shaking every pipe will be trembling every part and is shaking you know to beat you and you become what is that and you see this too you, and you get to be like a vibrator you are trembling like a vibrator and everything upon you is full of fear
yovola banga agamba
that's why he says
buli vivi
every name
did not move on namera
bow for him
wobotu yakala kuvuna mali
hero you want to bow now
unakuru jafuna mali
hapa you will bow by force
yovola bayagamba
that's why he says
buli miruli atunant yesu yebukama
every tongue will confess Jesus is lord
na buli vivi did ivunama
every nation shall confess every tongue shall confess.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Olwalero.
Today.
Tuline dembe lyokukiriza.
We have liberty of believing.
N'omutima gwaffe.
With our hearts.
N'okwatulana.
And to confess.
N'akamwa
gwaffe. With our mouth.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tuline dembe.
We have freedom.
Okusalawo okukakkanira
mukama waffe. To the Lord Jesus.
Amavivi gaffe ag'omubiri n'ag'omu.
Our physical needs and our spiritual
wants. Egagondera ekigambo kya Katonda.
And humble the word of God.
Okusinga lebali tukakaku olunga.
Instead of forcing it upon you.
Ate nga tewali buloko.
And there is no salvation. That day you must bow.
People
in hell bow, but it's not salvation. That day every person must bow. They didn't say they who will want. That word says every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. And every knee it must bow for him.
Now,
if you refuse today, that day you will bow by force. And you'll no more be saved.
The
command must be fulfilled.
Every
time I
sacrifice,
and every knee bow to him. Here they will be bowing by force. Let's see verse 10. When we read these books, these books from Amos to ahead, they move on to blaspheme them in the Bible colleges and also schools of the world, and they claim that these are minor prophets. These are prophets what? Minor. They spoke words which have not much meaning. That's the devil who led into that word.
These
are the major books in the Bible. They warn us very well. The hell. They warn us what will happen on earth. Together with judgment of lack of fire. There is no book you can despise in the Bible.
In
the Bible college, those are the minor prophets. The younger minors, they spoke little things. They spoke smaller little things. But they would have been the greater ones if it was to rank them.
But
because the kingdom of God, all we, our denarius is one. Our payment is one. All are major. But the one who worked with them is the Holy Spirit. Each was spoken with as the Lord prepared. Nahum 2 verses 10.
Kiri bwereere kizise tewali agumu omwoyo amavivi gabagana okulumizibwa kuli mu biwato byonna
ebibatu byonna
pain is filled with you. Every part will be paining you. You know this angel, they have that recoveries. They bring back all the sicknesses you've ever had and
strengthen
you. It has just reached hell. One of the pains which come is the sickness you've ever had on earth. And everything which ever happened on you, it comes back to you. They recapture and give it back to you.
Abantu bonna batukula mumaso olw'entiisa.
Waliyo kanudde amaaso ne gadda ku bikukuzo.
Open your eyes and they come out.
Ozubanga afa naye nga tufa.
As if you're dying, they're not dying.
Ng'amaaso gazze ku bikukuzo.
And the eyes have turned upside down.
Ng'olingangaliko omuzibu.
As if you have a demon upon you.
Omanyi kye babadde bagezaako kugamba amaaso okutukula tukula.
Try to so that the eyes will get white.
Olinga afa tufa.
As if you're dying, you're not dying. You don't go. You are on vibration. Sickness is striking you of olden days. Every part is
paining
you. The headache you used to experience is brought back on you. Every kind of boil your heart, whether it's a prayer, every part is paining you. But you're trembling. You want to scratch, you can never. You are very bad, Lord. Every sickness you've ever had on life, all the tumors, the one who got sick and you begin to recover, the one who had ever had back pain is come back, every experience gets back on you. In the moment they do this, you know they are about to take them. As they preach in the lake of fire, everything has been brought back upon your life. You are very sick, you are dying, you are not going, and the eyes turn outside of that. Have you ever seen a person going to die, how they appear? That's how you appear, the eye turns. You don't go. You can't die. Everything is paining you, the head, the tooth, the everything. You cease to have any part to touch, even the hands are paining you. Let's repeat this verse. Nahum 2 verses 10.
Chiribusa, chiribwerere, chizise, tewali aguma mwoyo, amavivi gakubagana, okulumizibwa kuli ku biwato byonna, era abantu bonna batukula mu maaso olw'entiisa.
Eyes get turned themselves.
Echerunga
and the white is what is appearing.
And
the situation you are in is not easy.
When
I knew that, I
said,
I don't bear things. I must run and bow. Jesus, when I still have time, when I understand and mean
it, I believe
him because of prophets of the world.
He's
the Lord who created heaven and earth and its fullness. And from his fullness, all of us were given. So let's bow to our God when we obey his commands. Let's confess his laws without holding on to any word, not because you are poor,
that
you fail to confess Jesus' laws. You have to confess that no matter what situation you are in. For if you refuse, that day you will confess.
It
is no more working for you. It's what he says,
that
I will beat them and they realize I, the Lord, can strike.
You
read Ezekiel
7.
That day they will know that I, the Lord, can strike.
He
beats you, even the white comes out in your eye. Have you ever beat a child that they
used
to paint and the whitish comes in the eye? That day
will
beat them.
And all
that sickness and you will die for the sick death no more. The whitish will come out. He's not dying. The ones in hell, they beat them as if they died, they never die. The same men coming on this earth on the day of the Lord. Even though now they are working on
earth,
and he makes them winds. Hebrews
1,
verse 7 to 14.
Nahum 2, verses 11. Empuku y'empologoma eri ludda wa? N'eddendo ly'empologoma ento. Empologoma ensajja n'enduusi we zaatambuliranga. Omwana gw'empologoma so tewali azitiisa.
Tewali bwe ensolo ziribazo ziddayo waka.
The animals will be going back home.
Nahum esuula ey'okuyonyererwa 12.
Nahum 2 verses 12.
Empologoma yataagulataagula eky'okumala abaana baayo. N'etugira empologoma zaayo enduusi. Nejuza empuku zaayo omuyiggo.
Empologoma entuufu ndowooza mugimanyi.
You know the right lion.
Gwe muto gwe gundi ya Abaddon.
It's the head of the horse of Abaddon.
Ejja kujja n'okutaagula buli
kintu. It will come here to tear out everything.
Nahum esula ya 12.
Nahum 2 verses 12.
Netugira empologoma zaayo enduusi. Nejuza empuku zaayo omuyiggo. N'ebisulo byayo ebitaagulwa. Laba, ndi mulabewo bwayogera Mukama w'eggye. Nange, ndi okyamagaali gaakyo mu mukka. N'ekitala kirizikiriza empologoma zaakyo ento. Era ndijja ku nsi ky'otaagula. N'eddoboozi lya bakabaka bo
ly'ababakabo
n'eddoboozi ly'ababakabo teriwulirwenga teriwulirwenga nate
ate manyi sitaani yeeyita empologoma
the devil calls himself the lion
egenda etambula ng'enoonya ekyokulya naye
kuulu
bajja naye kumutaagula ajja kulaba bwe bayita empologoma
ezadda
kuulu naye baakumutaagula
bino
byabadde atambulirako nga abantu abafudde abasaabaze nga bwe wasomako mu Ezekiyeri
27
ebintu ku lunaku olwo birikyukira
ddala
ka tuyingire mu ssuula ey'okusatu
Nahum essuula ey'okusatu olunyiriri olusooka
zikisanze
ekibuga eky'omusaayi kyonna kijjudde ebyobulimba n'ebyamaanyi ekitaagulwataagulwa tekivaamu
owulidde bulungi ekiriwo ekibuga
eky'enseeno
kijjudde okuyiwa omusaayi n'obulimba
bungi
n'obubbi
and also robbery
era yabavunaana mu Hosea essuula ey'okuna nti ku nsi tekuliiko kumanya
Katonda
okuggyako empaka n'okuyiwa omusaayi n'okumenya endagaano ensi kye eriva ebeerera awo
enjereetemuli
nsolo tewali kintu kyonna
kyakwekwasa
Nahum essuula ey'okusatu olunyiriri olw'okubiri okuvuuma kw'olukoba n'okuvuuma kw'abannamuziga abayiringita n'embalaasi nga zinyirira n'amagaali nga gabuukabuuka n'abo abeebagala nga balinnya n'okumasaamasa kw'ekitala n'okumyansa kw'amafumu era abafu bangi n'emirambo entuumu nnene
bulidde ekigenda okubeera baagenda bakuba kumpi kyenkana ng'olinga
afudde
anti nga biri kungulu ebyabafa
ebyo
bino
bijja
abasajja babukabuka n'amagaali
ekitalo
okirengera oli eri
nga
kyakiwubawuba oba okyatambula n'olengera effumu
alitegeka
n'akufumita ng'otuuka ogenda
kyokka
olina okugwa tolina
kufa
bajja kubasa nga byefudde bino biri kungulu
bakuŋŋanye
mu kiwonvu ekyo
kye tuyita Magdon
ekiwonvu ekyo
tulabika
okukikwatako ku
Sande
kubanga ekiwonvu ekyo okujja kwakyo
mulimu
okuvaawo kw'ensi n'emmunyeenye
ekiwonvu
ekyo kyekubangiriza okugenda osigalawo ng'emmunyeenye ziweddemu
n'ensi ekiwonvu
kye bayita Magdon
And then we get the valley of Magdon,
or
the valley of Jehoshaphat,
where they're going
to separate the sheep from the goats.
Now
we say, come in the valley. Then we see.
Usually
they call it the valley of decision.
The
valley of decision.
And
we serve God or not tell us. That moment in that valley, who are you going to prove you've been serving God? That's
where
it's called the valley of decision.
Or
the valley of Jehoshaphat.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The valley of Jehoshaphat or the valley of Magadan. It's never happened yet. We are waiting for it. When all the 10 planets have been wiped away, there is no stars. And we see this desert, which is
dry desert.
And it's in that firmament. Down to the bottom of that heaven, heaven is a very huge thing. And you
beat down
and piled like corpses.
They have
piled you, thrown you down there. Everyone, their eyes have been turned pale.
They
have not died. But they are sick with
every form of
sickness and wounds and tumors and
boils.
Every pain which has happened in their lives. Even if that you've never seen.
Obulwadde obuzibu
oli
mulwadde nnyo
n'agawanika omukonto even raising your hand you cannot
go away
and you can't
mukiwonvu ekyo
That father you speak of, I don't see our life taken. We are dead. And the eyes are pale.
I fear
so much. I say, unless it reaches that Lord, leave me.
Just take
me. Hide me in the city. I get to be there. I no more want
art.
You told me you still must be there to minister.
Me,
after things I asked, that it takes me, hide me in the city. I will not be able to stand that.
Nahum 3 verse
3.
So nemirambo tegiriko bwe gikoma.
Bagenda kuba banji mu kiwongo
ekyo. There will be money in that valley.
Nga banji
abalayika
abagwa.
The fallen angels.
People
of many generations.
Jukira bukyanga ensi ebeera wamagombe gabadde gali
sitting. Ever since the earth has been, hell has been receiving.
Naba bali singa nibo wano.
Even they will be born here.
Banji nga bali balinga bafa da bafira mu Adam.
There will be many they died through Adam. And they are dead. That's why
the
Bible says,
First
Corinthians
15,
22-23, that they all died through Adam. They raised through the Lord Jesus. People are all counted to be dead. Only they only who come on the Lord Jesus. That's why Jesus said,
let
the dead bury their own dead. And he said, we get born again if you want to be living. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, they will be counted as they died long time. And they are in the valley.
Nahum 3 verse 3. Besi tala kumirambo jawe.
Everyone is as you two are here. Pastor Peter. You two, you are a dead body. Everyone will fear another.
Nahum 3 verses 4. Kubanga okwenda kw'omwenzi omulungi kungi nnyo nnyini omukulu w'obulogo atunda amawanga n'ebyobwenzi bye.
You've understood it proper.
You've
read him in the skins of the devil. On the number 666. On the second six. Revelation 17. Known as Jezebel. Seated on the beast. The kingdom of the devil.
His
mouth of all abominations and adulteries.
Who
seeking the Lord. That's where the world is going to reach unto this.
Nahum
3 verses 4.
Erenda n'obulogo bwe. Laba, ndi mulabewo bwayogera Mukama w'eggye. Nange ndibikkula ebirenge byo ku maaso go. Nange ndirabisa amawanga obwereere bwo. N'obwakabaka. Ndibulabisa ensonyi zo.
Kakati eribo tuba tusome enku za Satan.
When you read the skin of the devil.
Kuno gwe mulimu gwo gwatandika.
This is the work it already began.
Okubikula Satan ne Jezebeli owerere bwa.
Expose the nakedness of the devil and Jezebel.
Yes, you know.
Unto the entire world.
Kino chi tukwasaganya neri.
This we are connecting with the era.
Nabwo boya gato giro burundi no kubanga urugendo lwe kulo ate kisera kye kimungu osoma ne enku za
Satan. If you want to understand properly, you need to study the schemes at the center of the journey of heaven.
Eno biba bijja kuwanguira burundi.
These will be quickened for you easily.
Erimu enku za Satan.
The schemes of the devil.
Kuliyo tubikula obwerere bwa Satan ne Jezebeli.
Reveal the nakedness of the devil and Jezebel.
Ne bamalaika baba
agwa. And their fallen angels.
Nabo no nyibona.
All the evil people.
Oba betuita batabane ba Satan.
The ones we call the children of the devil.
Nahum 3 verses 5. Lunyirirwa mukaga. Era ndikujjako ekitiibwa. Era ndisuulira ebyenyinyalwa. Era ndikujjako ekitiibwa. Era ndikusaawo okuba ekyerolerwa. Era olirituuka bonna abali kutunuulira balidduka ne boogera nti Nineve kyonoonese. Ani anaakikubira ebiwoobe. Ndinoonyeza awa abo abali kukubagiza. Osinga Noa moni obulungi ekyakubibwa awali emigga ekyali amazzi amangi enjuyi zonna era olukomera lwakyo nnyanja n'ennyanja yabeera bbugwe waakyo obwesopiya ne Misiri maanyi gaakyo so tegasingika oba Puuti n'abalupi bebaali ababeezi bo
bano bebaluga bali mu Ezekiel
27
amawanga ag'enjawulo agaagabana ebyokulimba ensendo
different nations which share the missions of deceiving the world
bali agakuliddemu ebyobufuzi
they are leading in politics
ebyobulimba
the false politics
bwetusoma mu kubikwa 17
when we read Revelation 17
nyoro omwenda
verses 9
emitwe giriwa musango
the seven heads
zensozi omwenzi kwatu
there the mountains the adultery seats on
zensozi ezo
but those mountains
wala bakaye byomwebe kanise byobulimba
for the spiritual church system
atwaluwa mahanga agabikulemberamu
now there are nations leading in that
tulaba n'obulogo bw'omwoyo
we saw the spiritual wickedness
zensozi olwokubiri
the second mountain
muri obulogo buno baliko omuntu okubanga muto
and witchcraft from the childhood
yes
Jesus
tulaba omutwogo byofuze byobulimba
for the political false system
muri mwama wanga agabikulemberamu
nations spearheading in them
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
Eranga.
And
waliwona omutugo byemfune.
There is the economic head.
Bakolera Mr. Money.
Where they made Mr. Money.
We banonya okusinga ne banonya katonda.
They seek instead of seeking God.
Babera wa mawanga gagenda gabikulira ebyo.
Nations who are heads over that.
Eranga mawanga makuru nnyo mu binsongeze.
Major nations in those issues.
Waliye bya sosso ebyo.
There is the social relations.
Kuwatagane enkolagana.
Concerning relations.
Bateke bike byenja uno ebyo mizizi.
Where they put different clans and detestable things.
Kubako byetuyandise games and sports.
And this is what they call games on sports.
Wabaone ebyobulamu.
And this is the healthy sector.
Ati amawanga gogerwako wa.
These nations are the ones spoken of here.
Unakuru.
On that day.
Tebali sobola kuyimirira.
They will not be able to stand.
Manyirwaji.
You know why?
Mu Habakuku.
In Habakuk.
Esure ne soka.
Chapter 1.
Mukama atugamba bwati.
God tells us this.
Olinyirire.
Habakuk chapter 1 from verse 1.
Habakuku esure esoka. Olunyiriri olusooka omugugu kaba kuku nabbi gwe yalaba ayi mukama ndutuusaawo okukaaba naawe nga tokkiriza kuwulira nkukaabirira olw'ebyekyejo so tokkiriza kulokola onjolesezza ki obutali butuukirivu n'otunuulira obukyamu kubanga okunyaga n'ekyejo biri mu maaso gange era waliwo empaka n'okuyomba kubaawo
abantu bayomba
people
bakayana ku nsi kuno
people are arguing on this earth
manyi mukama wafu Yesu yali asaba esale
Jesus was praying this prayer
ayita mu Habakuku
and he passed through Habakuk
aga mukama nze bintu bino mbikoyi
he said Lord I'm tired of these things
abantu bano bayomba bawakana ku nsi
and they quarrel on earth
bakoze amadini nenzikiriza bali yobali ekana
religions believe they're shouting here
buli omwagamba ye mutufu
everyone claims they're the right
Habakuku esule esoka Olunyiriri lwakuna.
Habakkuk 2 verses 4.
Amateeka kyegavudde gaddirira. So n'omusango tegufulumanga.
Amateeka gavaawo.
The laws were ceased be.
Era abantu bagamba eby'omusango tebiriyo
na mwe. People say judgment is not there.
Niagenda tusalira.
Who is going to carry it out?
Ensi bwetu bwebeera abantu bafane bagenda.
World is like that. People die and go.
Buli muntu akole byayagala.
Everyone let them do what they want.
Nakazi abantu bali okusiba okayana bogera
tumetiri people are speaking things they don't understand
kaba kuko esule esoka olunyirirwa kuna
hapa kuko 1 verse 4
amateeka chegavudde gaddirira so n'omusango tegufulumanga n'akatono kubanga omubi azingiza omutuukirivu
omubi kyakoze omutuukirivu
what the wicked has done to the righteous
asaba ise mujiri emitwe gyetutuso
when he passed the heads we start the seven ones
sozo omusango omwezi kwatu
seven heals the adultery seats
n'omutuukirivu amuzingizizza
even the righteous has been surrounded
era okufuna omutuukirivu kizibu
a righteous now it's very hard
kubanga amakanisa bagawambye
for their captured churches
batademu enjigirize ezaabwe
put teachings of their own
bali kunoonya snoonya sente
looking for money
lienseno
eat the world
ebyamagere byobulimba abamaliro abantu obudde
miracles to waste people's time
bazingizizo mutukirivu n'okuyimusa tebamukiriza ayimusa omutu
surrounded the righteous never to even raise up their
head abagambe ebyomutwalire ebyobutukirivu katonda byebiki byomwogera
take away righteousness who is God you speak of
bukyanga ensebera wani yali atuleseeko ekomeyo
if since the world happened who has ever brought the end
mugambo omusango nyanga yamuliro kibye mwogera wano
judgment lake of fire what are you speaking here
erebyo kati okubibulira mawanga agamba bakusiba nokusibulisa
tinsaba they imprison you threaten people
yatuuka mukama waffe nesala yagisaba dda
neyeekola mu kiseera kinomanyi
afuwa pulayinga
asobola
okusaba ebyomu maaso n'aterekayo
naye kati atikooye n'obikolwa bino buli
omu akaayana buli
omu
batuuse bazingiziza
omutuukirivu
Habakuku esuula esooka olunyiriri lwa kuna
Habakuku 1 verse 4
omusango kye guvudde gufuluma nga gunyooleddwa mulabe mu mawanga museeyo omwoyo mwewuunye nnyo nnyini kubanga nkolera omulimu mu nnaku zammwe gwe mutalikkiriza
ate bagekkiriza kati
they never believe it
anti gwatandika
for it began
yaleese omulembe omujja
ojjudde
okumanya
naye
byagenda okuddako
okukola
omulimu ogwo ogw'abasajja abo
abajja
muyitirivu nnyo
it's a major work
bali mubuulira kale baliddamu ne baleekaana
they will still shout to him again
ne baddamu ne bawakana
neera and they will have space over him again
era yagamba mu
Hosea
aga nti alimalawo byonna walimu okuba waddamu okuwakana
he said we'll finish all that no one will argue again
era bakomewo neera bawakane nti tali
that they come back argue that is not there
Habakuku esuula esooka olunyiriri lwa kutaano
Habakuku 1 verse 5
newankubadde nga mugubuuliddwa
ne kati tukubabuulira
now we are telling them that work
naye nina tebannategeera
but they have not understood yet
omanyere omusirusiru ne bwomubuulira ebitu
no matter how much right you tell the foolish
omusirusiru bamuteeka mu kinu
a foolish is put in a grind
ne bamusekulamu ne
grind
ne kasooli
together with maize
kasooli n'agonda ye nga
tannagonda and maize gets soaked and the foolish never
ekigambo ekyo
that word
kitubuulira ebiri mu
It tells us what's in hell.
Babakubye emigo ne babasekura
them and they grind them there.
Ne bagenda kubatera baddemu bakole
daluwa. But they will release them and they come to their stubbornness here.
Kubalumba Yesu
that they are attacking Jesus.
Nga musiru bamusekura naye nga tawulira.
The foolish has been grinded in never heart.
Kati tajokora.
Now what he will do?
Atajja musekura.
He's not going to grind them anymore.
Genda bakubasekure nga tebawulira.
Beat grind in never heart.
Wali munyanja omulira asanu.
Check the level. Melt them.
Kagirika baina ebyenye ebikakanya bwe biringa amayinja
foreheads which are hard like stone
nensinge kanya bwe zita
next as
zita kiuka
they never change
ai nakubasana usabusana
it's just melt them
wanga basekudde tebawulide
he's granted them they've no heart
umanyigi na kintu kya
muka hell is a grinder of God
uteke unaste kula
puts there he grinds you
wegali bagakola wanaja kusekula sikule
work here he will grind them on earth
eba ibuli egamu kubikulirwe suweri
iyo wenda revelations 9
ndibajja kuvuma katonda
abona njo
kubonya obonye
God responsible of those torments
gundi olinga katonda olinga guno
God you are like this
wacho tukubye
okutuka kuli why are you witness to this extent
Adiokabatwara abasano
usemitwe them to melt them those heads.
Bajja kumara Yesu ye mukama kumbe era balimba
tebasitu fu. They are liars, they don't mean it.
Nabate bamanyi banabye yogeza abawonye.
When they will speak they will be
saved. Bavuna me Yesu ye gwe mukama.
Jesus your Lord.
Bage nokula te wali kuonyeza.
They see there's no salvation. And after they will speak
ugambo gwena.
Heavy word to the Lord.
And
they will gather them like bad luggages.
And they will
take them to melt them of that big-headedness in the lake of fire.
So
they abused him. And that abusing is going to come ahead.
Habakkuk 1 verse
6.
Kubanga laba. Ingolokosa abakaludaya
aleta abakaludaya bajjo kubakola
brings the Babylonians they've never known
nunu sibo kuludaya bana
babuli these are not physical Babylonians
tuogera kuba malaika
we speak of the angels of the bottom
malaika abadoni
angels abadoni
abakaludaya abadala
they are the real Babylonians
kubanga laba ingolokosa abakaludaya egwange eri ekkakali
bagwanga
It's a lawless nation.
Gwange dimaze yebange
teni. A nation which spent a long time.
Abaguruko samu muveyo kubunya kwa mulumbe.
Come out of the bottomless pit attack.
Agenda bakojisa.
He's going to use them for what?
Eryangu yiriza.
Banguye mirimu
mwangu. They are swift in their work.
abasimbe nyiriri okutambula okubunya ensi bwe yenkana obugazi okulya ennyumba ezitali zaabwe
ebatenda kuwamba
atigwanaabadduse
ng'oddayo
okomukyaloosiŋgananga
ennyumba bagiwambye oba okugulawo
okonkonaobasiŋanakukyayi nga banywaabadduseemu
uyingire bakusimanebakuba
kibooko
kodi agenda
okuggulawowadduse
mu kibuga kyeri
obasiŋane
kaba kuku essuula eyo esooka olunyiriri lwa mukaaga
olunyiriri lwa musanvu
bantiisa bakitiibwa
bantiisa ate bakitiibwa
these are feared and they are dreadful
omusango gwabwe n'obukulu bwabwe biva eri bo bennyini
bo be beesalirawo tugenda kukola biri
decide themselves what to do to you
ayinza okusalirawo naga
they can decide from there
gukusinze emboko bisatu
and they say you are guilty 300 cans These were given authority and in hell they decide I beat them 10,000 canes. So we shall begin from there.
We see
how they decide themselves. They decide their own. They may get
angry.
It is guilty, let us burn them.
He decides
his own punishment. He decides it. You chain beatings, 100,000 beatings. Don't argue before them. You don't reason with them. For what he decides is what he wants. No reasoning. God bless you. Let's meet on Sunday.